Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we, along with the man who'd been set free from the demons, proclaim what Jesus has done for us. So today, consider as we look at this text, what Jesus has done for you, what the Father and the Holy Spirit have done for you. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are the Holy Trinity. But our greatest enemies have sometimes been called the unholy trinity of the devil, the world, and our own sinful flesh. Today we see in this amazing encounter between Jesus and this man how the Holy Trinity comes to destroy the works of the devil, the world, and our own sinful flesh. You see here a picture of the work of that enemy, the devil, who's called Satan, Lucifer, a demon, a lion, a wolf, a serpent, and a dragon, who rebelled with the evil angels and was cast into hell. Yet they wander on earth tempting and deceiving and tormenting people. And that's what they do to this poor man. But along with this man, from whom Jesus cast a legion of demons, we proclaim to the whole world how much Jesus has done for us. So let's look at this poor man's life and how Jesus, the Son of God, of the Most High God, casts out the demons, how Jesus restores the man to a right mind, and this man is sent out to declare how much God has done for him, and Jesus sends us to declare how much God has done for us. Jesus, the Son of the Most High God, casts out demons. This was in the area of the Gerasenes on the eastern slope of the Sea of Galilee, where many Gentiles lived. Obviously, these people kept pigs, so they weren't Jews, and they were on the eastern slope of the Sea of Galilee. I've actually visited this place. The tombs are still there. There's an ancient church there. And ironically, our next vicar, Rob Schrader, is there right now, an archaeological dig at this very spot. You can visit it today. Over there on the east side of the Sea of Galilee, the apostles had sailed their boat, landed on the beach. And Jesus obviously wanted to do some ministry there on the eastern shore of Galilee. As soon as he steps out onto the land, this man comes running down with a legion of demons. He has no clothes on, and he knows exactly who Jesus is. But he was possessed by a legion of demons. Now, a legion to Roman soldiers, a legion would be 4,000 to 6,000 soldiers. Now, we don't know if he had that many demons living in him, but legion means a lot. Lots of demons possess this man. They're also called unclean spirits. And you notice that these demons can have physical effect on people. It seized him. He had convulsions. He had to be placed under guard. He became so strong that he could break chains and shackles. And then the devil would drive him out into the desert. These demons are tormenting this man. We don't know all the mysteries of the spiritual realms of darkness, why they didn't want to be thrown into the abyss, the lowest parts of hell, but they recognize who Jesus is. Thus they cry out with a loud voice and wonder, "What do you have to do with us?" Jesus indeed is the Son of the Most High, but he will not be proclaimed thus by these foul spirits. So he commands these demons to come out of the man, and there were so many of them, he granted them their wish to go into the pigs, which rushed down and drowned in the lake. Here we see the true identity of Jesus as true God and true man. He is the Son of the Most High God. He has all power in heaven and on earth, and these demons must listen to him. and he casts the demons out of this man. For you and me, Jesus has come to undo the work of the devil, and that is what he has done. In his miracles, in his death and resurrection, he has defeated Satan, and he has all power in heaven and on earth. The Lord continues to cast out the demons, the world, and our own sinful flesh. For in holy baptism, you have the Holy Spirit, and thus he casts out the devils and the world and your own sinful flesh. By giving you the Holy Spirit, the Son of the Most High God, what has he done for you? He has given you the Holy Spirit in your heart and driven out the devils, and drives out the world and your sinful flesh. Because as new man in Christ, the Son of the Most High has given you the Holy Spirit. This is one thing that Jesus has done for you. The most important is to give you faith, to give you the gift of the Holy Spirit. And so the devils have been driven out by the Word of God. Secondly, what Jesus has done for this man and does for you and me gives us peace, restores us to a right mind. Now the herdsmen were filled with fear. They made their living with these swine, and now they're all gone. So they go and tell what happened in the city and the country, and the people come to see Jesus. All the people of the surrounding country come. Now you would think that they would be happy with this, but no. They want nothing to do with Jesus. They ask Jesus to depart from them. They were seized with great fear. And since they would not receive Jesus, Jesus got into a boat, and he left. If people are not going to receive the gospel and spit on it and tell Jesus to get lost, then he will leave and go somewhere else where people do want to hear the word of God. But what a fantastically beautiful picture here. This man who had been naked and tormented for so long, now he's fully clothed, he's at peace in his right mind, and they find the man calmly sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. This miracle, for me, is one of the most beautiful miracles in the whole New Testament. Here you see what Jesus came to do. You have this man living in torment and darkness, and now he's living in the light, and he's completely at peace. This is what Jesus does for us. He enables you and I to have peace and have a right mind, meaning we know who we are, we know that we have been redeemed, we know that we are at peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, and like this man, we have the ability, through the Holy Spirit, to sit at Jesus' feet, which means listen to his word each week and find peace in Christ. Jesus has driven the devils away, has granted us peace, so we too can have a right and calm mind before him. And thirdly, Jesus enables us to do the same thing this man did. He declared how much Jesus and God had done for him. How much had God done for this man? Well, he was free from the demons. He's now begging and wants to be with Jesus. Jesus sends him away to his own house where the family would have been astonished to get their son back to declare how much God had done for you, for him. And so he went through the whole city proclaiming what Jesus had done for him. Now think of the impact of this. These people knew this man, knew of his demon possession, and the demons are completely gone. He's fully clothed in his right mind, completely at peace. If this is not a testimony of what Jesus Christ's power does, I don't know what is. How much the Lord has done for you and me. As we said, through holy baptism, he's cast the demons out away from us. We sit at Jesus' feet through the means of grace. Four, we have peace in our the right mind with Christ, because through baptism and absolution and preaching and teaching and Holy Communion, we are constantly at Jesus' feet, just like Mary, hearing the words of Jesus. And how he gladly sends us to our homes, our vocations and callings. The influence that you have at home, and in your family, the people that most know you, the people with whom you work, those are the people who you can most effectively bear witness to. They know who you are, and you can honestly bear witness to them how much God has done for you. Declaring what God has done for us is indeed proclaiming both the law and the gospel. We do condemn sin when we see it, but we also proclaim the sweet gospel of Christ. Just like Paul said in the epistle lesson today, Christ came to justify us by faith. You know what that means? It means that we, by faith, hold on to the justification Jesus has already earned for us on the cross and in his resurrection. The Bible says we are accounted righteous before God the Father. When you have faith in Christ, Jesus' righteousness is credited to your account purely by grace. You must believe this so that it actually saves you. But by faith, you have been justified. I have no righteousness of my own. Christ is my righteousness, is the faith that we have. Paul said, we are now sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For God sent his son, born of a woman, that's Mary, born under the law, he kept the Ten Commandments, to redeem those, you and I, who are under the law, under the Ten Commandments, so we receive the adoption as sons. Did you know why the Bible calls us all sons of God through faith in Christ, whether we be man or woman, child or adult? We are all sons of God, small letter S, because through baptism we are incorporated into the Son of God, capital letter S, through faith being justified by grace. Again, we are all, whether male or female, sons of God, because we are incorporated into the body of the Son of God, Christ Jesus. And because we are sons, we have the inheritance. If your grandparents put you in their inheritance, you're only going to receive that because you're their son or daughter or grandchild, because of your relationship in their will. We are sons of God, and if we are sons of God, if we've been adopted by him, we are the heirs. He promises us the inheritance of everlasting life. And you will receive, and you have that inheritance even now. So Jesus has come to our city and country, and through his word has healed us in body and soul. And by his cross and resurrection, he has defeated Satan and driven the demons away. Rejoice today that the Son of God, sent by the Father, who gives us his Holy Spirit, has placed faith into our hearts so we can cry Abba, which in Hebrew means my Father. Not just Father, but my Father is what Abba means. We are your sons through faith. We are heirs of God himself. So rejoice and proclaim how much Jesus has done for you, as he did for this man, proclaiming to all the world that in Christ only are the devils driven away, can we have a right mind and peace and the sure inheritance of eternal life. May our lives proclaim to the whole world what Jesus has done for us. God grant this for Jesus' sake. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and our minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Thank you.